Welcome to the Jesus Unfollower podcast. My name is Kevin, and I'm an atheist in the Bible Belt. On this podcast, we talk about religion and how it affects us as non-believers in America. I often use a humorous approach because, let's face it, religion is heavy, and we need to be able to laugh about it sometimes. And now your host, me. What's up, non-believers, doubters, and skeptics? Welcome back to the Jesus Unfollower podcast, coming to you from my new studio that I didn't really think about soundproofing or anything very much, which is stupid if you're a podcaster. So you're probably going to hear some cicadas in the background and some birds and maybe some vehicles. I don't know. You can hear too much of my surroundings out here, but you know what? I'm going to try to do a little bit of post-production noise reduction on here to try to cut out some of that sounds. But, you know, if not, I guess you're going to get to hear the sounds of summer with me. So what I'm talking about today is a question that I get almost every day in my comments on TikTok or Instagram. And that's, why don't you talk about Islam? Why don't you talk about Buddhism? Why don't you talk about Hinduism? And it's not like they're genuinely asking me why I don't talk about these things. They are saying it in a way of like, you're attacking Christianity. Why don't you attack these other religions? And I also think that the word attack is an interesting choice for what I do. Because if you are a consumer of any of my content, you've probably noticed it's not really an attack. I don't think any rational person would look at what I do and call it an attack on Christianity. It's simply pointing out the things that I think are harmful, mainly within evangelical Christianity. It's not like I ever post anything like Christians are stupid or religion is a mental illness, which I've seen a lot of atheists post stuff like that. I'm not a fan of those kind of things because to say religion is a mental illness is pretty much calling your former self mentally ill if you were religious before. And I don't know. I think it's just something that's taught. It's not a mental illness, you know? So I always think that's interesting when people say I'm attacking Christianity, because I don't feel like that's what I do. This guy named Judd commented on TikTok. He said, why is your whole account dedicated to bashing Christianity? There are so many other religions out there, but this is the one you choose? It's funny, I've heard the word bash more times, probably in the past 3 months, than I have in my entire life. For some reason, Christians love to use the word bash. Your whole account is dedicated to bashing Christianity, bashing Christianity. Why do you bash Christianity? And it just seems strange because there are so many accounts out there that do bash Christianity. There are so many meme pages, TikTokers, Instagram creators, YouTubers that go after Christianity way harder than I do. I know that a lot of my posts are sarcastic. I try to bring an element of humor. And I do take some shots at Christianity, but it's like, it's just your standard criticism, you know? It's not like I'm saying, like I said a minute ago, it's not like I'm saying that Christians are stupid or that anybody who believes this is stupid. A lot of my posts are talking about my former self, you know, the things that I used to believe. My response to Judd's comment here is, I was a Christian for 20 plus years. It affected my life. It's the most prevalent religion in the U.S. And he said, you seem to hold a lot of hate toward Christianity, even though Jesus taught us to help the poor and love our neighbor. And I said, just because you say it's hate, that doesn't make it hate. They call me a coward for not talking about Islam. Do I have problems with Islam? Of course. Of course I do. But I choose to talk about Christianity because I spent the majority of my life in that religion. I lived for Jesus Christ. Even though Christians love to throw out 1 John 2:19 or whatever the verse is about if they went out from us, then they were never one of us. I don't know. I'm not going to look it up. But you know, the verse about if you leave Christianity, then you were never really a Christian to begin with. But I prayed all the time. My coworkers actually used to make fun of me for praying at work. This guy was like, "Why are your eyes closed?" I'm like, "I'm praying." And then he started laughing at me, and a couple of the other guys at work started laughing at me. I worshiped God all the time, not just when I was at church, you know, in my car, at home, like wherever, worshiping, praying. That was my life. I had a friend put a passcode on my Dish Network so I couldn't watch anything rated R because I didn't want to sin. I had a guy ask me for a ride home from a gas station, and I said, sure. But then he had to listen to me preach to him the whole drive home. And sometimes I wonder if that guy still thinks about that. Or maybe he gave his life to Christ. And he's like, yep, if it wasn't for that stupid 20-year-old kid back then that told me about Jesus when he gave me a ride home from the gas station, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing today. He's probably in a pulpit somewhere now. I don't know. But I let God guide every decision I made. Or, you know, what I thought was God at the time, guide every decision I made. I read the Bible every day. I brought it with me to work. And also, this country is mostly Christian. I think like 60 to 70% of the population. I'm not sure of the numbers anymore because I think those numbers are kind of on the decline. But like my family are Christians. My friends are Christians. My coworkers are Christians. I see posts from my friends and acquaintances on Facebook all the time, daily devotionals and how our nation needs to turn back to God. Well, guess which God they're talking about? It's not the God of any other religion, it's the Christian God. And then I see stuff like what I saw yesterday, which I thought was one of the more bizarre posts I've seen in a while. Listen to this. This is from a guy that I used to work with about 20 years ago. I literally haven't seen him in that long, but he said, "Very disappointed that schools have Wednesday night functions. Not cool. I know my daughter loves going to church on Wednesday, and it stressed her out that she was going to have to miss because of band pictures being taken. Seriously, she was torn. When is it enough? Slowly, the school systems are putting the things of God last, when more than ever, God needs to be first. Our kids need to be nurtured with the Word of God, have a relationship with a Savior named Jesus, and fellowship with other kids. You would be surprised by how many kids don't even know who Jesus is. God help us." And this is just a public post, and, you know, dozens of people like it, and that's just a normal thing to see. That stuff is just normal to see on social media, you know, especially where I live. But it's like, how is it difficult for anybody to understand why I post about specifically Christianity, and even more specifically, evangelical Christianity, you know? It's like, how many holy days does God get, former coworker of mine? You already have Sunday, now it's like, why do they do this on Wednesday nights? That's kind of, isn't that ridiculous? Like, my girlfriend used to be a Jehovah's Witness, but she also spent a few years in Islam as well. And so I asked her, I was like, are there any days, specific days of the week, you know, where Muslims could say something similar? And she said, yes, on Fridays, you know, is a day of prayer that especially the men or the boys in the religion would spend that, like, most of the day praying and stuff. And so it's like, you know, couldn't a Muslim make the same thing, same claims of like, why do they have stuff on Fridays? But it's not looked at the same because it's not Christianity. It's not, that's not what our nation was built on, you know? But that's why I talk about Christianity. It affected my life and it still does, you know? I mean, I'm out of Christianity and it's not like I have to suffer every day and live under this, like, I'm one of the fortunate ones where my family and I see things differently, but it really doesn't affect our relationship very much. Other people aren't quite as fortunate as me. People are disowned by their family. And I know that some people think that's an overstatement, or I've even had comments of like, that doesn't happen. I'm like, just because it doesn't happen to you, or because you haven't seen it happen to people around you, that doesn't mean it doesn't happen. That's a stupid thing to say, you know? So one thing I've started replying with when people are like, why don't you talk about Islam? I'm like, do you go on the NFL's Instagram page and ask them why they don't post about basketball? No, they're posting about one specific thing. It's like, hey, what is all this football content? Why aren't you posting about basketball too? Maybe that's a dumb analogy. I don't know. But I think it kind of fits, you know? Because like, you can't expect everyone to post about everything that you want. More recently, I've been saying, why don't you post about Islam if you're so passionate about it? You know, if it bothers you so much, why don't you post about it? Why are you asking me to do it? The thing is, it's typically just Christians who are trying to deflect. Rather than listen to any criticism of their religion, they go into whataboutism, you know? It's like, well, if you talk politics with anybody and you say anything about their party, they're like, well, what about Biden? What about Joe Biden and what he's doing? Like, so what? Like, yes. Yeah, some of us are capable of criticizing the other side or our own side, you know? It's not all about that's when you get into dangerous thinking, is when you think only people who believe differently from you can do wrong and your side can do no wrong. That's when you run into dangerous thinking. So it's like, if an atheist is shitty, I'll call them out too. I'll talk about that too. You know, it's just, I don't understand some of the whataboutism. Like, just because I'm talking about one thing, it doesn't mean that I have no problem with something else. This guy, Todd, on Instagram said, I still haven't seen any anti-Islam stuff yet. With a skull emoji, like he just dropped a bomb. Ha ha ha. Got him. And I just replied with, this page isn't called Muhammad Unfollower. You know, this page is called Jesus Unfollower for a reason. Because I was a Jesus follower. Now I'm not. But, you know, the funny thing is I actually have posted about Islam in the past a few times. I tend to leave that to ex-Muslims, though, you know, because they know more about the religion. I'll let them talk about it. It's not out of a place of, like, I don't think there's anything wrong with Islam. And it's really not out of a place of being a coward or being afraid. Although, you know, you do get more threats when you post about Islam. But that's not why I don't post about it. But I have posted a few times in the past. I've posted probably two or three TikToks, and they were all taken down for hate speech within a few hours. I think they just get mass reported, and that's it. But, you know, you can't please everybody. Let's go through a few more comments that I've received this week, shall we? Katrina says, never seen a happy atheist in my life. And I said, yeah, you have. You just didn't know they were an atheist. And this goes back to the toupee fallacy, which I learned from Abraham Piper. Shout out, Abraham. I know you're listening. Not really. You know, he talked about the toupee fallacy, which I hadn't heard before, but it's basically people think that every toupee is bad because the only ones that they notice are bad toupees. There are plenty of people out there with good toupees. You just don't know that they're wearing them because they're good ones. And that's, you know, similar here, that they've never seen a happy atheist. They probably see happy atheists every day and they just don't know it. Instead, they come after content creators. You know, not every atheist creates content. Probably like less than 1% of atheists out there actually have any kind of content about it. You know what I mean? It's got to be less than 1%. I don't know, math. But like, there are happy atheists all around you. You just don't know it, Katrina. And then she said, literally all you guys do is complain about religion and say religion shit. You hate everyone and everything, and then later blame it on God for not doing anything. Well, guess what? It's your choice that makes things somewhat different, not God. Perhaps, maybe you guys are just too mad, sad, or selfish to agree that you were the ones that didn't do anything and things didn't go as planned, and you still say you're quote-unquote happy? And I just replied to her and said, you don't even know me. But, you know, it sounds like a lot of projection to me. Blaze says, you do realize that every sickness and death, pain and agony, is something that you and I both participate with our sins. This world is gone to hell because we pretend to care and because we think we are good enough. So next time you see a kid at his deathbed, remember that our sins placed him there. And I said, nah, that's ridiculous. And I don't believe that at all. Isn't that, like, that is the definition of conditioned thinking, right? To think that a kid is on a deathbed because of our sins. And they just don't see a problem with that. That's just a normal way to view it. And, you know, I'm sure I viewed it the same way 15 years ago. So I always try to keep that in mind, too, that I was once this person, or at least on some level close to these commenters, I was similar. I had some of these same thoughts, but that's just such a damaging way to think about things, is that we are inherently sinful. Our sin is what fucked up the world. The only way to, you know, get to heaven is to repent for those sins through Jesus Christ. And then, you know, then we can go to heaven. Otherwise, we're completely screwed and just destined for hell because of our sin. This guy, Pastor Science, he's been commenting on a lot of my stuff recently. He says, if God is real, quotations, which he is, your lack of faith does not nullify his existence. And trust me, I believe that. You know, just because I don't think God is real, that doesn't mean that God is not real. You know, I don't really make that claim. I don't think God is real, but me not believing in him doesn't mean he's not real. So I understand that. I understand where he's coming from. But my reply is, your insistence that he is real doesn't make him real either. You know, the truth is the truth. One way or the other, the truth is the truth. Either God is real or he's not. One of those is true. And this guy and I both think we know what's true. The difference is he claims to know. I don't claim to know. I don't see any sufficient reason to believe in any gods at all. And so that's kind of my stance. But his stance is he's real whether you like it or not. One of us is right, but I'm not claiming to be right. I rarely do. If I ever do claim to be right or claim to know that there's no God, it's usually in a joke form or a meme form or something like that. My stance is I'm an agnostic atheist, which means I don't believe in God, but I don't know. You know, I don't claim to know. I would say I'm 99% sure that the Christian God isn't real. It just doesn't make any sense to me. I don't believe, there's no evidence that makes me think that that God exists or that Jesus was the Son of God, any of that. But this guy, I mean, he claims to know the truth, absolutely. And I'll close with this comment by Leonardo. He says, I can't understand why atheists attack Christianity so much. If you want your beliefs to be respected, respect others' beliefs. And at the end of the day, as long as someone doesn't hurt anyone else and doesn't force his beliefs onto anyone else, who cares what he believes? To which I replied, exactly. As soon as Christians stop hurting others with their beliefs, I'll stop talking about it. Thanks for listening, and remember, you don't need a God to be good. Peace out. To sign up for a private community for ex-Christians, or to join the Comments from Christians newsletter, head over to JesusUnfollower.com.